I Love a Piano, and they had a real big finish there for Marvin Hamlisch on the keyboards. Well, I was just about to do the big presentation here for the bay freezing over, and Walker tells me it hasn't frozen over. Get your mouth over here.
The bay's got about as much ice in it as that last song had piano.
Well, what happened? Now, you said the other day it was frozen over.
Well, I said it was full of ice, but apparently the day that I left to go down state, Friday, the wind was from the east, and it blew all the ice back out into the big lake. Now there's ice from around harbor down toward the foot of the bay, and it comes back in somewhere around Bayview or East Bayview. So less than half of it now has ice in it. So
well, that just means
present yourself with your...
That means I've got to take this 8-pack, removing two.
Short, fast, frosty ones.
Seal the end hermetically. Can't place it in a mayonnaise jar. They don't come this size.
No, I guess not. A mayonnaise barrel, maybe.
And I'm going to stow it.
Okay.
Yes. Well, what the heck? Neither one of us lost. Let's kill the 6-pack and be done with it.
What's the date today? The 25th?
I don't know. What is it? Yeah,
20. And I said the 17th.
Yeah.
And this is 8 days late.
And I was figuring, what, mid-February?
No, I thought you had the end of this month. I think we're closer to your date.
Well, yeah, if you're talking about January 31st.
That's 6 days.
That makes any difference. And you probably don't even drink this kind, do you?
Anything that's cold and wet.
Oh, it's one of our advertisers. I drink it all the time because it's good.
Well, it's a Michigan beer.
That's what I like about it.
I worked with a guy in Lansing who got a job in Houston, and he kept writing back saying, hey, they don't have any of that down here. Send me a case.
Hey, you know, it's spreading, though. I've seen it when I was on vacation. Have seen it. I've seen it.
Hello.
I have seen this beer as far south as, what is that little tourist trap as you get into the Smoky Mountains? Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Yes, sir. I saw it there in the shops. In fact, I saw one of their trucks on the road. Well, you know, this is getting as popular as Coors. It's the only fire-brewed beer in the world, or at least in America. So, it's good stuff. Well, back to the program. And what a combination with beer. Crunchy granola. Here's Neil Diamond.